I would like you to turn in your New Testament to Hebrews chapter 7 for a moment. We're going to use that text by way of invitation this evening. Hebrews chapter 7. We have on many occasions pointed out that the book of Hebrews is intended to establish the superiority of Christ and all that surrounds Him in contrast to the Old Covenant. In this seventh chapter, there is a contrast that is made between the priests under the Old Covenant and Christ as our High Priest. I want you to read verse 11 of the text. Hebrews 7 and verse 11. Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? This is one of several contrasts that is made in this text. But this one, I want you to note, is the need for perfection that could not be supplied under the Levitical priesthood. There are a number of reasons for that. Two primary ones was because the high priest was imperfect and the sacrifice was imperfect or insufficient. And when we talk about perfection in this context, it has reference to sufficiency. There was a need on the part of the people, the need to be reconciled to God. The Levitical priesthood could not accomplish that. It was not possible. If it were possible, there would not be the need for a new priesthood. But what the Hebrew writer is indicating is that there was the need for the new priesthood because the old one was insufficient to accomplish the redemption of the people. And so Jesus Christ came and is our high priest. He is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Don't have time to go into that, but if you have questions concerning what that means, talk with me afterward and we'll explain it further. But practically, as a result of Christ being our high priest, I want you to notice what is said in verse 25. Because of what is accomplished as Christ both being the sacrifice and as such being sufficient, and the high priest and being perfect as an intercessor on our behalf, we are told that he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So what could not be accomplished in the Old Covenant has been accomplished in the New Covenant. What could not be accomplished under the Levitical priesthood is accomplished in the priesthood of Melchizedek, of which Christ forever is high priest, ever living to make intercession on our behalf. Christ was sacrificed once for all, and the payment was made for our sins. He is perfect. He is sufficient. And as such, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to him. That's what we offer to you this evening. If you're here and you're not a child of God, we offer for you the opportunity to be saved to the uttermost. There is no degree above that. That is as saved as you possibly can be. And it is a glorious thing. It is something that comes only through Jesus Christ as our high priest, as our sacrifice, as our Savior. If you would respond to that gospel call by repenting of your sins, confessing Him as being Lord, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and being baptized to have your sins washed away, then you can rise up in newness of life, a saved individual. We offer you that opportunity this day. If we can assist you or anyone else in any way of a spiritual need that you might have, help you with that and assist you, we offer ourselves to you. The invitation is extended. Would you come? All together we stand and sing.